From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, you know you personalize your entire day. That's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. That's a lot of bees.
Yeah.
It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. That's important. You want an affordable price.
Yeah, I do want one.
Yeah, if it's too much, well, that's just not going to happen.
No.
State Farm's on it. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices vary by state. I'm lowering my voice.
I know.
Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary. Sona, how's your sock drawer looking?
It's messy. There's a lot of single socks.
Yep. I think it's time for a little spring cleaning.
Oh.
Check out Bombas. Once you try a pair, you'll never look at socks the same way again. I should know. I like my Bombas. Their spring collection has new garden party socks that bring the party to your feet. My feet have never been to a party. They've
so
got
sad.
Stripes and florals and new vintagey colored rib socks. You know, when I'm wearing Bombas, I feel like my feet are being caressed.
Oh, okay.
And cared for in a way they never have been in my life.
Hmm.
Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head over to bombas.com/Conan and use code Conan for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/Conan and use code Conan at checkout.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Margaret. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Well, hello there, Matt, Conan, Sona. Is that
Hi.
Sona?
Yeah,
yes,
that's
Sona. Oh, my gosh.
It's a Sona lookalike we hired for the occasion.
Sona hasn't been seen in months.
Yeah.
Well, I had my face in front of her face.
Yeah, we called a bar mitzvah entertainment place. We said, we need a Sona lookalike. They said, we've got seven. Okay, your name is Margaret.
Can she hear us?
Can you hear
Did
us, Margaret?
Did you lose us, Margaret?
Margaret, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can now. Yeah, there.
Did you black
we
out
had
there
a lag
for a second?
There, but it's yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but now
I've
got you.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. Hello there, Margaret. How are you?
I'm great, thank you, Conan. Good to see you, Sona, Matt.
I love the way you said my name. How did you say my name again?
Oh God, I'm like such an improviser. Conan?
Yeah, that's it. Oh, that's it. The last time she said it, didn't it sound
a
little different?
Was it a little Conan?
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 Yeah.
Conan.
Oh, did I say Conan?
It. Yeah.
I might have said Conan.
Were
yes.
You, yeah, where are you coming from? Where are you, emotionally? No. Where are you in the world right now? Where are
emotionally,
you zooming
I'm
in
about
from?
As, I'm like above my head emotionally. Is there a place out of your head? I am in Calgary, Canada.
Okay. So maybe that's what I was hearing.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a little bit of a Canadian.
Oh, yeah, eh?
Oh, yeah, eh? Gonyan.
Yep.
You're in Calgary, Canada. And tell us.
I'm told that my kids say you're not supposed to make fun of accents.
Oh, I wasn't okay. Making fun. I was, of course, just
she
showing...
was making fun. She was saying "a" and stuff, not you.
Oh, well, then you're a terrible person. I would never speak to you again. You're a terrible person, Margaret. And I think your kids are right. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am, obviously, I'm a mom. I'm a recent empty nester.
Oh.
No. I kind of emptied the nest a bit. I'm one of those unusual. It's
Did
funny.
You
I was...
murder your family?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Time for this nest to be
Close.
Emptied.
Close. I kind of, my kids were away, and then I sold my townhome. And,
Wow.
So I kind of sold the nest.
Oh,
wait a minute. How old are your kids? Like 7 and 8? How old are they?
They're 19 and 21.
Okay, that's still pretty young.
It's still pretty young. Well, okay, so the serious side of the story is I have elderly parents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the youngest of four, and I'm the only single divorced one.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we thought, it was getting to be the time where it felt like my parents could use some eyes on the ground and someone in there that could really, just be there and make sure they don't need more support.
Yep.
So my daughter happened to be an au pair in Italy at the time,
Ooh.
And my son was living with his dad. So I was like, all right, guys. Go and make a life.
Huh. Go and make a life.
I gave you the first. I gave you the first 19 years.
That's nice. I have said to Sona many times, hey, could you do me a favor? Go and make a life.
And she made two.
And she made two.
Well, she's got more on me then, and my kids.
I don't know. You seem formidable, Margaret. And tell us, so did you grow up in Calgary? Tell us about your life.
I kind of did. Well, it's funny. So I was born here, mm-hmm. but my parents came from, well, eventually, they were in Oklahoma when I was conceived, but they're New Yorkers and moved around a ton. And so when I was three, we moved back into the U.S. for a few years. So long story short, I'm Canadian. I grew up here mostly other than living in the States for a few years here and there. But I don't feel super Canadian because I was raised by Americans.
Understood. And, and I see that.
And there's a big difference.
There is a big difference, yes. I noticed that there's a piano right behind you.
Is
that just a coincidence or are you...
I sort of took advantage of the moving in with my parents thing, and I took this career I've had. I've been a piano teacher and early childhood teacher for almost 40 years now.
Oh, wow.
I'm in my early 50s, but I started young. And I kind of did this now or never thing and thought, okay, if I don't have to pay my mortgage quite as, you know, if I don't need quite as much financial support, I'm going to go for it. And I started a couple of unusual musical offerings. So I'm a pianist, obviously. I hope with that I just made that clear because I'm not super concise in this setting.
No, that's okay. No, you put the main information at the end, but that's fine. In editing, we can put the main information up front. No. I'm a pianist. So you're a pianist. And do you teach kids the piano or do you teach them all kinds of music?
Well, I do teach piano because it's kind of like the easiest, you know, place to put up a sign and say, hey, you know, help me with my career and allow me to connect with kids. So mm-hmm. that's really important. Then I also do this thing called intuitive composing, where I compose personal soundtracks for people based on, I guess, my intuition, my years of studying and being immersed in music.
Wait, so are you saying that you could talk to me for a little bit, get a sense of who I was, and then compose a song about me?
Let's do this.
I can, yes.
And
it's crazy. I know.
It's not
I know.
Crazy. I absolutely believe you could do it. What kind of song what would the song sound like?
The Jaws theme.
No, that's not the Jaws theme.
The Halloween theme. Yeah.
Okay, everyone have sex. Yay! That one's actually, I think it's actually a combination of the two.
Yeah.
The sick thing is.
Can you play the bass and the.
Oh my God! Yes! Oh my God, Margaret, that is me!
Amazing. That is me.
That is me, menacing and clownish at the same time.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Well, it's funny because I really worked not to write it or create anything for you guys, even though I knew I was going to be on the show until the weekend it just came to me. And Conan, I'll be honest, now I don't know if I should say Conan or Conan.
No, whatever you, but, you know, as long as it's don't said with respect and love, I'm fine.
Is Bugs Bunny, Carl Stalling. I just kept thinking.
What does that sound
do
like?
Do you guys know?
Yeah. I know Carl Stalling.
Yeah, I know
did
Carl.
Did you watch Bugs Bunny?
Yes, but which tune specifically?
Well, any of them, because I feel that like you could be followed around by a weep, 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 do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
Yes. Margaret, it's funny you say that about Bugs Bunny and how the Bugs Bunny themes and background music remind you of me, because I've always thought I was a cartoon character. That I've felt that way my whole life.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's a very apt perception, and well, I will take it.
I think, I mean, I was an avid cartoon watcher, and you know, your Bugs Bunny was the thing, and when you tend to do those, like, da-da-da-da-da, and you go into the funny accents, like the, here, see, I don't want to, you know, you live in that. I swear, you live in the alive world of Carl Stalling.
Yes, I do, Margaret, and I... You just showed me myself, and now I'm filled with dread.
I don't want to
be near that guy. But you
Are
know what
you
I
kidding?
Love? You know what I love, Margaret? I love that you're working with kids and you're making this music, and you say intuitive music. So are they always using instruments, or are they using stuff other than instruments sometimes to make music?
Okay. Well, so the intuitive composing is the one of the things I'm offering. And the other thing, when I'm working with early childhood, so children that are 5 and under, it's called music in nature. Hmm. And the intuitive side of that is just working with what is around and following the children as they explore, and then creating activities based on that. So for example, we're out in a natural park, you know, if we find sticks, we're using the sticks and we're playing drums on the trees, or playing a grated fence xylophone, and we're sort of touring the park. And I have a lot of songs I've created and activities to lead. But if something, you know, occurs to a child, or even sometimes a parent, then I just, you know, change gears and try to follow their lead in that respect.
That sounds kind of fascinating, because what you're doing is taking anything around you that's found and then showing kids this can be music. Or if not music, we can make noises with this. And then it's actually probably the most simplest form of creativity, and a great thing for kids to learn, I would think.
Well, yeah, I think so, because, I mean, you know, arguably just in any art, like any sound is music, right? And so what's fascinating, too, is you can teach children so many things. You know, like we spend a lot of time at the river, and so right now in Calgary, we've got a lot of ice on the river's edge. So if we can yank pieces of ice off and we can, you know, hit the rocks with them, they make these incredible exploding sounds. But at the same time, children, you know, their little brains, they're learning about the physics, is if we throw things, how things land.
I hope they're also learning stay away from an icy river. Are there parents that get worried?
No.
Are there parents that get worried about the kids, and you're saying, hey, jump into that canyon and try and see if you can find something to make music out of?
This is the woman that also sent her kids packing at 7.
Let's walk on this really thin ice and see how many cracks we can make.
Yeah, I know. Matt just pointed out, you told your kids to get lost at 17.
I'm pretty careful. There's a guest room here for them.
Oh, yeah. Always nice to have a guest room.
Sort of. A couch.
5-year-old.
There's a couch.
You're 5-year-old.
Hey, 5-year-old, we got you a guest room for when you're not working at the docks.
I'm busy writing intuitive music, so you're going to have to sleep in a guest room.
Yeah. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where
California.
You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. I gotta say, everywhere I go, people are talking about Monopoly Go. And for good reason. It's an absolute hit.
Yeah. I love Monopoly.
People love Monopoly. And look, Monopoly's been around for a very long time. It's one of the oldest board games ever. Okay.
Okay.
But lately I walk around and I just hear like, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? What are you guys talking about? And they say, we're playing Monopoly Go. You can play it with your family, your friends. It's a straight delight. There's always something new to do. Partner events where you can build on each other's boards, and crazy tournaments with team events you can recruit your friends for, or you can just compete to outdo them all on the leaderboards. Mm. And when you're not messing with your family and friends, Monopoly Go is always throwing new stuff at you. They have taken Monopoly to the next level. I didn't think Monopoly had to go to the next level, but they did. There's timed events like massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts and or money sprees that have fun new mini games. Plus, with tons of rewards to collect, like stickers for trading with friends and hilarious emojis that are perfect for gloating, there's always a reason to dip back in.
Yeah.
Man, they cracked it, you know?
They did.
So join the fun. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. You can check in on your home and manage your security systems from virtually anywhere. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package. You can know that there's a package out there.
I know.
And not a person.
You don't have to that do helps. Anything.
Yeah, sometimes a person rings the doorbell and I think it's a package. Anyway, and with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you can get 30 days of event video history, even smarter notifications like when a familiar or unfamiliar face is seen. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just a tap. I'm always setting off alarms accidentally. This is helpful for me.
Oh, good.
When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. This is unbelievable. I've been talking about this idea for years.
I know. I want you to explain it more.
I can.
Okay.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. I had this idea years ago. I was telling people, no one listened to me. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems. Remember when I said that?
Yeah.
Because you've got one unified business management suite.
You said that.
Yeah. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, man.
Yeah.
See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Conan, netsuite.com/Conan. I'm going to say it one more time just for emphasis, netsuite.com/Conan.
But so say today, like we're in a freeze melt pattern, the mm-hmm. extremes, right? And so today I had little kids that were in their rubber boots and rain suits and, you know, holding my hands. We were literally walking in the river. You know, the temperature's, I guess it's in the high 50s right now.
Oh.
Speaking your language of Fahrenheit.
Well, we are the...
Which is very warm.
We are the dominant empire, so...
Oh, my God. Right. Geez.
Well, I'm sorry. We're like the Rome.
The one country.
Know? Well, you know, you're welcome to your strange methods, Celsius and such, but...
Yeah, we really have our shit together.
Well, we do. We invented the ring ding.
The ring ding.
What?
It's a cake. It's a little cake. You know what a ring ding is. You ever had a ring ding before?
You mean a ding dong?
No, there's
you
a
ring. You mean a ring pop?
No, yeah. There's a ring ding, isn't there?
I don't know what a ring ding is.
A ring ding?
I look up a
ring ding.
Ring ding?
I thought there was a ring ding.
I don't know.
Oh, this is important that we get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. I don't know, as long as...
This is the kind of stuff we worry about here in America,
and
Margaret.
This is what
Yeah. No, ring dings. That's it right there.
So it's a knockoff ding dong?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we knew of ring dings, and I think that's what they had maybe in our area. Well, I didn't know about.
Is a ding dong a.
A ding dong is like
a legit version of one.
I love
of those.
Ding Dongs.
Yeah, me too.
It's a little cake.
Is it like a Twinkie?
Covered okay. with chocolate, right. and then there's a cream filling.
Yeah, but it's yeah. the same thing as a ring ding. Okay. I think in our area we had ring dings.
Yeah, but you're in our area
yeah.
now.
Excuse
so
me.
Here totally. It's a ding dong.
You're in the ding dong territory. Yes.
I think they're different. I bet they're different
they're
companies.
Different companies.
Yes.
Hostess and then whatever
Drake's.
Yeah.
Drake's
you know,
cakes.
Dog totally. And pony ship.
No, no,
makes
Drake's
that.
Cakes. Please.
No one cares.
Look, we got to the. You know what's sad, Margaret?
Hostess is the dominant empire.
At least.
Margaret?
Yes.
The thing I love about this interview is that we got to the crux of who Margaret is, which is that
a ring
ding dongs are made by Hostess and ring dings are made by Drake's Cakes.
Correct.
That's all. And I knew that that's what we were going to talk about the minute I knew that you worked
doing
natural music with children.
Right.
Well, these kids sound kind of hardy. Like they get out there. You know, sometimes
well,
these days
that's
parents,
the hard part, yeah.
parents are too, not Sona, but a lot of parents are too worried about their, you know, a lot of parents these well, days are too worried about their kids and rough play.
Yes.
Sona, not so much. Yeah. She often doesn't know where they are.
No
I found,
idea.
That's true. I found them in the mall. Remember when I found your kids just wandering the parking lot of a mall?
Yeah, they were just in the parking lot.
Yeah, and you had given them each a knife and told them go get dinner?
Yeah, they were going, mama, mama.
Oh
and I was like, figure it out.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
And then you rented out their room. Margaret.
Well, Sona probably knows that nowadays there's a huge amount of information around risky play and how important it is for kids, which makes me laugh because I'm closer to Conan's era. Risky play was just go outside and don't come back until dinner time.
Yes.
Right?
That's
but nowadays yes. it's contrived. So I happen to be in a great spot with my year-round music and nature program to encourage parents, you know, because everyone, resilience is the other catchphrase that parents are using right now. We want to teach resilience, which I would say is, you know, a mother of a 19 and 20 year old that probably was too in their face.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a good thing that we're hopefully going in the other direction.
I was of the generation where your parents never knew where you were. You wandered around. If someone invited you to get into a van, you just did. And if you were gone...
yes.
Oh, Jesus.
No, and if you were gone
what
for a couple of months...
out some ring dings and you went
yeah,
right in?
Yeah, they'd give you a ring ding and you get all sleepy and then you'd wake up in a different state.
Oh, man. We're having lag again.
But what I'm saying is that's the world I grew up in and it was a better time.
Oh,
it was a better world.
She froze.
Someone's... What did you put in this ring ding? I'm not taking that ring ding. I'll take the untainted ding dong.
Right,
this is the dumbest. By the way, Margaret, it's not your fault. This is the dumbest conversation we've ever had. It's gone off the track more. It's completely not linear in
that's
any way.
That's true, yeah. but still, ding dong.
So much so,
than
her computer is like defying.
Yeah, her
to be
her,
a part of it.
Oh, I thought she was just staring at us,
no.
trying to figure out. Okay, I think
well,
we can keep this
we have
part.
More yes. stuff we need to talk about with ring dings and ding dongs. While
let's
she's
yeah.
getting back to us,
Margaret's Zoom froze. While that's happening, we're going to continue.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason why we should stop, but yeah. it froze. And it's probably something to do with, look, I'm not saying it's because of the connection in Calgary. It could be something's wrong with the telecommunications here in Los Angeles.
Sure.
I'm not going to assume that it's one or the other. I just do know that this is Eduardo's job and he's not doing it.
Maybe they are inferior.
Yeah, who knows? Well, right. the important thing is that we're together. And while she...
I have a ding-dong story.
Hold on. I bet you do.
Wow. I want to hear this.
No, but what I'm saying is this
it's
gives us a
good.
Chance to talk about ring-dings and ding-dongs while Margaret's not on. Go.
It's
tell
not,
your ding-dong
story. It's not a
story.
Good story.
Oh, I like it.
Okay,
my dad
I'm
worked...
Back.
No!
Okay.
Oh,
it's okay.
Hold on, Margaret. Just
Margaret,
pause for a second.
While you were...
I want to hear the
this
ding-dong
is a real,
story.
It's a really... Yeah. It's not even a story. It's
go
a really
ahead.
Quick thing my dad used to say. He used to work in a catering warehouse for lunch trucks, and
yep.
we'd always call him and be like, can you bring us some ding-dongs and donuts? And he'd always say, I already have two ding-dongs at home. That's what I think
wow.
of every
See,
time
that
I think
would,
of
that
ding-dongs.
That wouldn't work with ring-rings
yes,
or whatever.
No,
yes.
ring-dings.
Whatever, but the point is, you can't even have
I
fun
called my
them.
Father once at his lab, and I said, Dad, can you bring some ring-dings by Drake's when you come home? And he said, fuck you, I'm working. Isn't that a charming story, too? That's a charming story.
Oh.
It's just as charming as your story.
Hey,
oh, my dad, what a
the
scamp.
70s.
It's a different time.
Oh,
Margaret,
God.
It's probably time.
Oh, this is the hardest I've seen Sona laugh in a long time.
Look, he just pushed the mic towards you.
Choking. Get all those laughs.
He wants
get those laughs.
He runs on laughs.
I want those laughs.
Oh, my God.
I hate when she hides from a mic when she's laughing.
Oh, God.
Those are golden.
Oh, my
Conan.
Hey, we're almost out of time. Margaret, do you think you could play us out with a little Conan's theme?
Well, sure.
Of some
well,
kind
I've got a Conan theme. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought of something. And
okay, here we go. Oh, this is a different one.
It's not going to be super long, but can I talk you through it?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, so C major is your key theme.
Yes.
Your key.
Yeah,
Conan,
I think
you're
so.
You're a super straightforward guy, right?
Yep.
Okay. And very, again, the Carl Stalling sort of upbeat. So the theme is... And if you remember, oh, we're the boys of the chorus. We
yeah,
do
you like our show?
Bit of an homage. So I'll play with that a bit.
Yep.
And I'll do different harmonic foundation, like. Something like that. But
that's
then,
great.
Once
I love that.
Yeah, when I start nice. Developing it, we got to get the zany, like, the thing about you that I find having listened to your podcast, and this is all, I can only write what I know of you, right? Mm-hmm. Which is the external Conan.
Yep.
Is you'll just come out from left field with these zany things, right? So what I'd start doing is I'd take the super straightforward theme. And start adding these like dissonances, right?
Right.
Those now make it into, I take the straightforward C major and I'm adding some flat sevens, you know, and flat thirds.
You know what I love is that what I'm getting from that is someone who's basically upbeat, straightforward, well-intentioned, but very damaged and broken. Like the little,
well,
I can feel like the little shards,
kind of open
little
about
shards
that.
Of glass. Doesn't yeah. that sound like
accurate?
Little, yeah, little.
It
broken.
Should be played on like a honky tonk piano that's detuned a little bit.
It's ironic because yeah. it sounds like jazz, and you, yeah, you despise well, like jazz.
I don't despise jazz.
Yes, you do.
No, no,
well,
no, no.
But here's
I despise.
The thing.
There's some jazz I really love, but there's some of it that I think is you guys are just man. Oh God,
the jazz aspect
jazz,
of it though.
Getting out of the murder.
He likes the ring dings of jazz.
Yeah, you like the ding.
The
dong
jazz
of jazz.
Aspect of it
Kenny
is
G.
to indicate it's the intellect because Conan's got this intellect, right?
Yeah, so Matt. What about my intellect?
Where?
And jazz is the intellectual music, right? That's out there. It's a very intellectual. Yeah.
That's what I like when I listen to music, is some intellect
so
thrown
like,
at me
you
by a guy
like
with a goatee and some bongos.
Take the jazz out.
No, I like
right,
some
I'll take the jazz out.
I like some jazz. We shouldn't talk about it. Eduardo takes it I very personally because yeah. he's got one of those big collections of jazz, and he's always drinking his various liqueurs and going out to late night
his
clubs.
His beret.
Yeah, he's got a beret.
He somehow turned you
weird
into
honker
what
notes
I used to
in
be.
There.
No, you, I never had you be that. I know what you be.
What?
You know be that.
What? I know be that?
You were never the guy in the beret. You were never that hipster. You were a different guy. You were the guy that went to the Rose Bowl swap meet. You bought an yeah. Azusa phone.
I'm just saying, they're overlapping Venn diagrams.
You had like a lot of irony going on. There's less irony with Eduardo. Mm. He just loves that bad music. Anyway, Margaret, it has been very nice
yes.
talking to you, and I really like the themes that you came up with me. And you know what I'd like to do someday? Meet up with you.
Yes.
We'll take a walk in the woods and recreate my theme using rocks, sticks, leaves.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. And then we'll go and find the children that we weren't minding who are rapidly floating down the icy river. Okay? Because you are all for risky play.
I'm all for risky play, yep.
Well, that sounds, doesn't that sound a little naughty?
Sounds
I'm all
risque.
For risky play.
I'm all for risky play.
Yeah. Yeah, Margaret.
Yeah, Margaret.
Yeah, Margaret, you Canadians,
ow!
You keep it close to the vest.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh, my God. No
well,
comment.
It was lovely talking to you, Margaret. And
thank you so much.
Yeah. I hope we meet someday in person. You seem like a really cool, nice person.
Thank you. Well, this was a real honor, and I think, you know, I've lived now. I've lived.
Oh, that's
thank
wow.
You.
Well, I think you were living before, and if anything, we diminished it a bit. But thank you. You take
no,
care,
it's
Margaret.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. With Conan O'Brien, Sonu Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.